Welcome to On Track, bringing you the latest stories for U.S. Division Center and the 1st Armored Division. I'm Sergeant Brian Scott. The first major indicator of the responsible drawdown of U.S. forces in Iraq occurred in Ramadi when the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force Forward transferred authority of Iraq's largest province to the 1st Armored Division. Lieutenant General Charles Jacoby, Deputy Commanding General for Operations and 1st Corps Commanding General, U.S. Forces Iraq, said the Marines will leave a positive impression on the people of the region.
Since early 2004, the United States Marines serving in Al Anbar have consistently exemplified their motto, Semper Fi, always faithful. They have been most especially faithful to the people of Al Anbar.
As the Marines said their goodbyes, the Iraqis will begin to work closely with the 1st Armored Division under the continued leadership of 1st Battalion, 82nd Airborne Division, Advise and Assist Brigade. Old Ironsides is easy to build on the Marines' reputation, and Major General R.T. Tryon, 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force Forward Commander, expressed confidence in their ability to do so.
Today's ceremony is certainly an example of continued positive change as we transition and consolidate U.S. forces under the flag of U.S. Division Center.
1st Armored Division and U.S. Division Center Commander Major General Terry Wolf emphasized that his division will assist the Iraqis in ensuring the peace they deserve.
For many of us who have served with you on multiple tours across Iraq, we'll never forget your sacrifices and all that you have given on our behalf. Today is one of those transition points in the evolution of military operations as the 1st Armored Division, as the United States Division Center, takes over responsibility for partnering with Iraqi security forces.
Well, that's it for On Track. To learn more about the soldiers and units supporting U.S. Division Center, check out our website at www.1ad.army.mil. From Baghdad, I'm Sergeant Brian Scott.